We're going to do tonight is the story about, it's kind of, we're going backwards, if you notice. We kind of did the end of Perek Gimel, then we did the beginning of Perek Gimel, and today we're going to do kind of Perek Beis. Yeah, you know, things are a little backwards and different. So basically the story, the way the book begins, I guess, of Malachim is David Melech's old. Old. And basically, guess very like he can't warm up, and they got him a girl to help like warm him up. Okay, and her name is Abishag. Okay, they say he didn't sleep with her, but he somehow she like I don't know she helped him whatever it is she helped him warm up. And in fact, Abishag was this woman who was I guess married. It says important. It seems to make a point that he didn't sleep with her, but basically she was like she served him. Then. What happened was, and he was getting old, and there was this part, maybe we're going to continue going backwards, maybe we'll take this up another time, but basically there was like a power play, is that apparently David HaMelech had promised Bathsheba, who was one of his wives, Shlomo HaMelech's mother, that Shlomo HaMelech would become king. But Adoniyahu, there's another son named Adoniyahu, and basically kind of tried to make a move. So it's like this.
How many wives
do
they have?
What's that?
How many wives do
you have? I think. So it says like this. What happened was that, so this is the very beginning. So Adoniyahu ben Chagas, okay, his mother was Chagas, whatever, he says, I'm going to be king. He raised himself up, he said, I'm going to be king. Right? I think he said he was older. He basically made himself king. He said, I'm going to be king, and he made himself chariots, and 50 men ran before him. And David HaMelech never objected. Okay, he never objected. Okay, it seems like somehow he had a soft spot, and David HaMelech never objected. Okay, but what happened was, and he brought karbanos, and he basically tried to proclaim himself as king. But the Nasan was a Navi, and he basically went to Bathsheba, and they made a plan to double team David and say, "What's the deal here? Why is Daniel becoming king? I thought you promised that someone was going to become king." And they convinced David that this has to be put an end to, and Shlomo HaMelech has to be the king. Sure enough, David agreed, and he promised. He says that Shlomo was going to be the king after me, and claimed it, and it became, he anointed him, the king anointed him, and he basically blew a shofar. It says Yechi HaMelech Shlomo. Okay, so they basically set up Shlomo HaMelech as the real king of Klal. Fine. Now, then this is what happened. So Adoniyahu heard about it. Right, and all of a sudden, all these people, they advised him, and they said, this is it. Apparently, once they heard that David HaMelech anointed Shlomo, and they all made this big party, anointing Shlomo to be the king, so that was it. They were afraid, and they realized, they said, there's a problem, because now Shlomo's the king, and the king is a powerful guy, and Yo is the one who was trying to, so to speak, slip his way in there. So he got very afraid. So he was afraid of Shlomo, Shlomo was going to kill him. So sure enough, he went, and he grabbed the corners of the Mizbeach. This is like a common thing which people get when they pray that the king's going to kill them. Question. Okay. I don't think it was like Obama. It was just a Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. It wasn't like, maybe it wasn't the Mishkan. It wasn't the Mishkan. Mishkan was in Shiloh. I think this is like in Yerushalayim, but they had Obama. So they said they had their Obamas there. So whatever. He hung on to the Mizbeach. Not in the Mishkan. So Shlomo said, they told Shlomo about this, and he said, so Adoniyahu was requesting, he basically was hanging on to the corners and saying to Shlomo, please Shlomo, swear to me, let Shlomo swear to me he's not going to kill me. Okay, that was his demand, request. So Shlomo said, he says, okay, fine. Im Yila ben Chayil, this is Aleph Nun Beis, Yila ben Chayil, lo yipol misarat ha'aretz. If you become like a valiant man, a ben Chayil, like a valiant servant, so then the heroin won't fall to the ground. But if there's something bad found in you, that's it. Okay? So what he's saying is, you're on like tread lightly. I'll let you live, but you got to behave. You got to be a valiant servant. None of this king business. Then it's interesting. He says so the king sent him from his Mizbeach. So basically, he came to Ben Bow before Shlomo. Go home. Right? And I think the Radak says that he thought, or maybe one of the Mitzvahs, he thought he was going to be like a servant in the palace. But Shlomo wanted to put him in his place. He says, go home. You'll be a servant from at home when any of you come. He knew, like, he had basically, he didn't want Adoniyahu to feel like he was, like, a higher up or whatever. So he basically said, you're a servant, it will be, go home, and I'll call you when I need you. So that was that. And then came along a little later, David died, and Shlomo became the king. After David died, now here's what happens. This is where it gets interesting. Bezir Gimel, like this. Vayevo Adonio ben Chagas el Bathsheba im Shlomo. So Adonio, now basically David died, and now Adonio is trying to make a play. And exactly what his move was. Came to Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo. This is the second play. It's not a new play. New play. That was the original one was before Shlomo was made the king. David Melch was still alive. Right? And David Melch was just going along the way, and Adonio tried to become king. Now that's it. David Melch pronounced him the king already. But now David Melch died. Shlomo was the king. Adonio was a servant. Now Adonio comes to Bathsheba, the mother of Shlomo. It's a funny person to come to. But he comes to the king's mother, to Bathsheba, and Vatomer, and she said, Hashalom Boacha, are you coming in peace? Vayomer Shalom. He said, yes, I'm coming. Vayomer, Dovar Li Eilayach. Dovar Li Eilayach? He said, I have something to say to you. Vatomer Dabar, speak. Okay, so she has what to speak. Vayomer Ad Yadatya, Yadat. You know, this is Adonio talking to the mother of Shlomo, Bathsheba. Ki li haysan alucha, that to me was the kingdom. The Eli Samu Kol Yisrael Pnei Mamloch, and all the Jews turned to me to be the king, way back when. Vatisav Amalucha, Vatilachi, and the Malucha was turned away, and was given to my brother, to Shlomo. Kimei Hashem HaYisrael, because it was from Hashem. Hashem declared that it should be to him. So, you know, you Bathsheba, mother of Shlomo, you know that the kingdom was mine, but it was turned away to your son, to Shlomo, because from by God. Kimei Hashem, remember that? This is in Tesvav, Beis Tesvav. Be'ata, so this is what happened. You know about this history. Be'ata, she'ila achas anuchi sholemach. I have one request. Just one. Alta shivas panai. Please don't turn me down. Vatomer l'adaber, fine, speak. Vayomer imri na l'shlomo melech. Please speak to Shlomo. Ki lo yashiv es panecha. He's not going to turn you away. You're his brother. V'yitein li es avishag ashunam es l'isha. And let him give me avishag, this woman who was served David to be a wife. Was, let me take, she was, I guess, David's companion, wife, whatever, you know, back in, you know, when David. Now, but no, David never slept with her. And that's what they say, is that it's a arayos to sleep with someone who your father slept with. Never slept with her, technically, it's no sin. I want to marry her. I love her. They say she was very beautiful. And they looked around the whole Gula Yisrael to find the beautiful woman. She was the one they bet. Apparently she was like, you know, something else. Basically says, this is the one thing I want. Just give me Avishai Yoshinamis to be a wife. I love her, I want her, whatever. Tomer Bathsheba, Tov. Good.
You had 18 wives though?
No, this is Adonio. He was just a plain regular guy. David HaMelech at this stage, oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But this is when he was like already very old. When he was like, he needed like, I guess, I don't know, his wife. He, whatever reason they got her. Or only got her.
When
he was
regular.
Avishai. What's regular? Apparently they say, it's interesting, I mean, they say this is true, I think, is that like, body heat, if you can't get warm, I think they say body heat is the best way. I think they say they do this in hiking, like in Nur, or whatever, you like freeze, or on Everest or something, and they pop. I think it's like, it's a tricky balance when you're like, you can't just put hot things on you, you know, you have to like transition slowly to eat or something, and they say the best thing is they put you in a bag with another person. I like body heat is like a pop in a way that's...
Warm. Yeah. I heard that expression, I was like...
Yeah, keeps you warm. So that's what it's saying, because that's what he did. He couldn't warm up, he was old, he was sick, he was dying. He needed someone to keep warm, so that's what they got this, they got this young Avishai to do that. So,
especially
if
you're like a young...
Yeah, not clear, I know, it's not clear. I guess, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, right, like, anyone would have done well.
Under those circumstances.
Right, I mean, I guess, you know, you're not going to get a man, I guess. I know she had to be beautiful, but maybe it's like covered in the mouth. I don't know if it says he couldn't sleep with her, he just didn't.
It says he didn't sleep with her?
Yeah, the Pasuk openly says it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think it says because maybe, I don't know if this is shot, but they're not spring down, because he already had 18 wives, and you can't... So whatever. So basically, this is what Adonio's one request is. He goes to the mother of Shlomo and says, this is my one request. He says, like, I was the king, everyone was turned to me, but it got taken away from me from Hashem. So now I just have one request, I just want Avishag. I want to marry her. Batomer Bathsheba Tov, Anuchi Adaber, Lechel Melech, I'll tell the king. So I want Avishag, I guess Shlomo Melech was marrying her. Okay, Batomer Bathsheba, El Melech, Shlomo. Adaber Lo, Adonio, so she came to her son to speak to him. Vayakom Melech Likrasa, so the king came to greet her. Vayishtachula, he vowed before her. Vayishav Al Kisra. He sat on his throne. But Yasam ki say la'im ha'melech. And she gave a special throne to his mother. Vatesha l'minu, and she sat on his side. Apparently it's like Kabbalah. She gave her a secondary throne. Vatomer she'ilu achatz ketana anochi she'olos me'imach. The son, I have one small request. Al tashav es panai. Please don't turn me down. Vayomer l'melech shali imi. Go ask. Ki lo ashev os panach. I'm not going to turn you down. So interesting. She's asking on behalf of her stepson. Stepson. Right? Tomer, Yutan is Avishag Hashunam is Don Yahu Achichalisha. Give Avishag to Don Yahu, your brother, as a wife. Avayan HaMelech Shlomo Vayomer L'Imo. Shlomo answered, V'lama Atshoel is Avishag Hashunam is Don Yahu. Why are you asking that? V'shali Lo Samalucha. Just ask for the kingdom. While you already had it, just now you ask if he could become the king. Kihu Achi Agadol Mimani. Because he's older than me. Below of Yasar Koin Leov and Suria. And he also has, these were of Yasar and Yoav. Yoav was the general, I think, of David, and Yoav was a Koin then. They were like his advisors. Let him have them, let him have the kingdom, let him have everything. I think they say it means like he thought that he was maybe they're advising him. This is a play. This is a power play. He's not, this isn't the nest. There's a power play going on here. He thought they put him up to it. So let me see. Yeah, it says like this. The Radak says, "Havin Shlomo ki betana hu mevakish osa." He understood that he was really trying to make a play. Vishaya also leshtamish ba amachav beis lo hayamelach, because you're not allowed to use her if you're not a king. Because the halach is like a horse which a king rides. You know, no one's allowed to use him except another woman who is married to the king. So isn't allowed to have her. So if they give him a vishag, so people are going to think that he's the king, right? Because it's halacha, only a king's allowed to have her. So he understood that of Yosar and Yoav, who were his advisors, they really put him off this. They advised him this. That's why he mentioned them. Yeah. Yeah, they were his advisors.
Is it actually what?
Yeah. I mean, we were saying that's what Shlomo Melech was telling, apparently, lying to Bathsheba. I don't know if it was actually true. But, I mean, after the case, he basically killed them also. He went after. Ve'shava HaMelech Shlomo Bashem Leymar. He swore, Ko Yaseh Le'elkem Echo Yosef Ki B'nafsho Diber Adon Yosef Arzeh. Swear that Adon Yahu made this request. Ata Chai Hashem Asher Chinani Ve'oshivani Al-Kisei Devar Avi. And now I swear by God who put me on the throne. Father, Ve'asher Asel Ibayes Kasher Diber Adon made me this bias, as he promised. Now Adon Yahu is going to be put. Yishlach HaMelech Shlomo Biyad Ben Yo Ben Yoyada Vayechuba Vayamos. To fall on him, and he died. Okay? So that's basically the end of the story. And then he went after Yosar, he sent away, and Yoav, I think, he ended up killing him. But then, I don't know, that's basically the question here. I mean, that's it, this is it. So it sounds like a little bit funny, right? It's hard to understand exactly what's going on. I mean, what are the questions? Why don't you tell me the questions? This is the end of the facts. Hold of the guy, I think he ended up, but that was a long time ago. Yeah, he asked the other guy to kill him. Well, it's not clear exactly. He said he did, and then the slave boy said he did. It was like a whole whatever. Well, they were going to get him. The Plishtim were going to take him and rip him apart. Yeah, he was basically dead now. I mean, the question he could, whatever, but he's basically dead. They were
the Plishtim after.
After the Jews. Well, we have a long history of enemies. So, you know. He was the king of the Jews, and they were enemies.
At the time, wasn't he trying to kill David?
Shaul was, yeah, but that nothing. That's not why. He was the king. He was the Jews.
How did they get him? I don't know.
Yeah, you have to look at the story. Battle. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So what are our questions on this story? That's the end of the story. Basically, so he killed the Daniel. So what's your first question? Is he a threat to him? Why is he killing the Daniel?
Upset. It's kind of like a power trip kind of thing. So you think you're better than me?
Yeah, right. Sounds like an overreaction here. Okay, good.
He's the king also.
He's the king. Right. What exactly is Don Yahu going to do?
Actually, you know, at a higher position than him.
Thought his plan.
Seems that way. Seems like he thought the plan would work. It's not clear how, what the plan was. No.
It would have really been.
And I was not sure, it's clear if it means that it was actually Yahu or just going to be perceived that way. People don't necessarily know that. And people are just going to perceive it that way, that he's the king. I don't know if he's saying it's technically Yahu as much as it's saying, I don't know. I don't know, because the thing is that she did serve him. So it's like a horse. You can't a horse that you, the king uses. But he used her, even if he didn't sleep with her, he used her to be his servant. So now she's going to become like a wife. I guess, I don't know, it sounds like he's saying it's Asur. Sounds like he's saying it's Asur. This didn't have like cover of the Malucha, so I don't know if it matters technically, you know? Okay, what else? What are the problems here? What about this Bathsheba thing? Yeah, okay, good. Why did you go to Bathsheba in the first place? Go to Shlomo. Okay, go to Shlomo. And like, if you want to say don't go to Shlomo, why go to his mother? It's like kind of a funny place to go. They say you don't want to go to him, so you go to his mother, we think his mother. It's kind of funny. Like, you'd think a mother, if anything, would be protective of his of her son's kingdom. Not the person you'd go to. You'd think, go to, you want to go to some other advisor or some something, you know. That's his in to the king's mother. The mother would be protective of her son's kingdom, and that's it. Why go to, you know, and she went for it. And that's also funny. She seemed to be convinced. So now all of a sudden, Shlomo's getting so upset. I mean, she's convinced. She's asking, you know, you think if it's, so it's, why is he getting so upset? She seemed to think it's okay. Mother doesn't care about her son's kingdom. Might not have seen it. It seems like, right, it seems like she didn't. Seems like she, huh? She thought it's an honest thing. Why not? Right, you're the king. Yeah, help him out. Well, it's a good question. Shaul wasn't really from Shevi Yehudah, though. Shaul was from Binyamin. And Shmuel appointed. Like then it was determined that David and Shmuel. That was it. He was chosen to. Yeah. So what's this whole play? I guess that's the question. What was his play? What was he trying to do? And how did Shlomo see through it and Sheva not see through it, right? It was a move, though, right? Rashi says, Sholo Samalucha. He wants to give him the kingdom. Mishi Yishtamesh B'Sharbito Shel Melech U'Tchilas Asrara. Using the scepter of the king is like the beginning, considering her like the scepter of the king.
Right. Right.
Why do you have to do something right now? It doesn't seem to be the play at this point. The woman, and if he makes a move, then they'll make the move.
Right.
Yeah. Good question. I mean, he did tell him, if you mess around at all, I'm going to kill you, right?
Right, it seems like he's
what? I don't know. No, that's a good question. I mean, he's killing him, so apparently... I know. Does he mean he actually thought it was a threat, or he just felt like maybe he's like a Moreite and a rebel against... Look, he could be rebelling against the king, and really, you can't have any rebel against the king. Any, look, you rebel against the king, and Moreite Malach is still mess with the king. Care if you're going to take... But he didn't... But the problem is why is he rebelling against the king?
What? It's the king's choice.
Yeah, right. He's just asking. He's making a request. It seems like he's asking nicely. What's he doing? He's not making a play. He's not doing anything. He's just saying, please. He's asking his mother, please. You just say no. She said, are you coming in peace? He says, yeah, I'm coming in peace. I just have a request, please. He even said, please. No. Like, you know. I know, it sounds like he's really, like, on a power trip, totally overreacting. Guy's just going killing people, you know. Same thing seems like too much. Alright, are we all good on the story? Basic thing, recap. Recap, okay. Basically, again, you have this guy, Donio. Originally, when Don Melech was king, he was, like, his oldest son, I think. So, basically, he kind of was putting himself in a kingly position when Don Melech was alive, basically setting himself up to be the next king. No. No, his mother's not Bathsheba. I guess. Whatever. Basically, even though Shlomo was, so to speak, supposed to, and he put himself, he was setting himself up to become, basically, Nosan HaNavi and Bathsheba went to David and told on him and says, what's going on, David? Isn't Shlomo supposed to be the next king? And basically, David put an end to it. He quickly anointed Shlomo the king, put Adonio in his place, and Adonio prayed for his life, but Shlomo said, listen, I'm not going to tell you. Because Adonio was trying to make a power play, even though he knew David Shlomo was supposed to be the next king, Adonio was trying to take, you know, sneak in there beforehand and take the kingdom rightful.
What was he doing?
Adonio? Trying to become king. What was he doing? What?
Like killing people? Was he just...
Oh, well, I guess he's going against undermining the government.
That's a funny thing, too. That doesn't...
Dove is old, and he's just going to try to get the people to follow, you know, go against Dove as well. What?
He did a foul.
Yeah, he did a foul, but when you're dealing with, you don't do fouls to kings. King's still. And also, Shlomo is supposed to be the king, so he guess he thought that he would try to take that power, but Shlomo says, no, I'm not gonna, just be a good boy and I'll be fine. Just don't, you know, as long as you don't make a move, that's what he says, as long as you don't make a move, he'll be okay.
How old was David at the time?
David? I don't know. 70, he died, right? I think he was old. David was old. Shlomo was young. Shlomo was like 12 or something. Then what happened? So then, fine. Then David Mouth died. Then what Adonio did is that he basically nicely asked the mother of Shlomo, Bathsheba, if he could please, ask, she could approach Shlomo and ask for Shlomo if he could have the old wife, this Adonio, this Avishai Gashanamis, a young, pretty one request, that's all I want. That's all Adonio wanted. Nothing, I don't want power, I don't want anything. He says, David was, Shlomo, I was supposed to be king, but God didn't want it that way, and now Shlomo's the king. I just have one request, I just want this Avishai, I just want to marry her. So the king says, so Bathsheba says, okay, fine. So she went and asked the king. And Shlomo seemingly over, went and says, no, you want to ask him for the har, then why don't you just take the kingdom already? Give him the kingdom. Already, he sensed this was a power play. Therefore, he went and killed him. He was like the Klai Yisrael, apparently, like he made a move and Klai Yisrael supported him.
Oh, he did. Oh.
Yeah, that's why Nasan and Bathsheba went to David, because they're like, this is getting out of hand, you gotta stop this. Right. But apparently, he was really had a momentum going. Right, that's what it sounds like. He says, that's what the Neo says. It's funny, why is he saying that also? Right. He says, ki lihai saham lucha. They all turned to me to be the king. But it was turned away from me. Because it's from God. First place. Question. He basically says, though, that he had a soft spot for him. For David had a soft spot for Daniel. Because he was a gun with Tov Tovar mode. He was good looking and he was born after Avshalom. What happened? The question: why was he the mother? Why was he the Shlomo promised?
Yeah,
but didn't he have a nevuah? I think it or whatever. I think when he wanted to build the base of Mikdash, thinking then what's never happened? He wanted to build the base of Mikdash. He says, "No, you're not going to do it, but your son Shlomo will."
Right, right, right.
That was in Shmuel Bez, I think.
So he knew he had
to make that. Hello, after the name of Ki Shlomo Benechi Melchacharai, who Yoshua Kisi. That's what Bathsheba said to David at the time. Apparently he swore that. Apparently, yes, I don't know about possibly, maybe you should like that. I think it was probably based upon this type of... probably based upon the Nebuah, I think, from Naslan. So, maybe this will be easier.
I was
going to
take
the
fasting. What's left with one animal?
That's also something that's very played out. Is like, so we didn't count the whole city. So one killed almost everybody, right? Just like the kids.
Massacre Kohanim.
Yeah, the no. Yeah.
Stolen like the family. I went all the way back down.
Yeah, I don't really got sense to
this. Bahu, Bing Bahu.
They're not so relevant. At least they don't name their kids these things.
Camera favors.
I'm sure they're like different
footnotes. Oh yeah, true. Bahu kid like Jewish.
Doesn't really say. Just says your son is going to build it. You have no bias, yeah. It doesn't say who.
Yeah.
But I guess he promised Bathsheba. Not sure when that happened. What?
It wasn't like that.
Doesn't sound that was why? Maybe it was, I'm not sure.
Not clear if that's why.
Alex Stewart. Stewart.
Okay, I may take a break, a little so. You guys can take more pizza if anyone wants. Yeah, maybe a few minutes, okay?
Was made up, son's real name, Stuart.
Something I'm just like running with is like the fact that I'm like a lost relative of him, people ask me,
I'm related to him?
Like, yeah.
I'm a lost relative.
I'll never lose weight.
What's Triple H? Who's Harbor to you, right?
If I were you, Triple's like, was like Triple A because I was like bowling one time, this is like Cambry, I think.
Shlomo's the king, right? I have a girl, and I know what you're doing. Step ball, you know, something. Whatever. Don't kill him. He's gonna kill him? You're the king. He's not gonna get it. King.
You got a history, you know?
It's like, okay.
Try this the first time.
I'll tell you.
Try the second time. Like,
it's like in the beginning of the
this
year.
He's gonna keep trying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like when. I'm telling you, it's like when a yeshiva has.
Next time
you
might work, you're gonna risk that?
Who's a troublemaker, and they kick him out right in the beginning of the year. Make an example of him.
Bring him back, though.
Bring him back much later in the year, but you kick him out at the beginning of the year.
I don't think that was a set of good examples. Oh. Again,
who's the guy on Twitter that the first one followed me?
Twitter's public. Yeah.
Like, why aren't you guys on it, though? It's like, that's too, like...
Because like, funny... You post funny stuff.
Like, you should be on it, though, with your own account. Anything better than Twitter?
Twitter, basically... Twitter took the best feature from Facebook and put it on Twitter. Made into a whole website on their own, yeah. Dude, you don't need I'll give you a napkin. You don't need
my friend's like, yo, I gotta invent this thing where you take away the back part of the shoe. Like a sneaker. You can just put your feet in there.
Connect it?
Yeah.
Oh, you just tweeted
about
the sneaker just now?
No, I tell you, buddy. Let's pick my... We're trying to hit me up with that. Yeah, that's great.
Like, the thing is, like, crossing with it, like, very easy to go in. They're comfortable.
Okay, you can put it back on me. Okay, any thoughts?
The color of Crocs versus sneakers is the better.
You have to write that.
I've got to follow your Twitter account.
That's a classic. No, that's like...
That's, I have to follow you.
That's something that I wanted to word for a while now. That's, I think that all the time.
The comfort of Crocs. Versus the swag of sneakers, the battle of life. I can leave you with
the right, questions.
Questions? The one question is, why was it, what was the play? It seems like she's accusing him of some sort of a play. Or was there a play here? It seems like arguable. Why was he killing him? Is it because it just wasn't respectful, or because he was actually accusing him of making up a move? If it was, what was the move? It doesn't seem to be a very good move. He's just asking for, you know. And, like, what was, why did he go to Bathsheba? Why go to the mother of the king? It doesn't seem like, so it seemed to have worked. Sort of.
Why can't we just say, like I was saying, why can't we just say he wanted by killing
him? Example, what did he do wrong? Hey, did he do something wrong? Innocent request. He's just asking to whatever. You're not marrying her. I just want to marry her. I love her.
He knew what was going on, though.
What was going on?
He knew the underlying motive.
Oh, so now he's in a temple. So now it's what motive? What was the underlying motive?
Power play.
How so, though? That's the question. How is that a power play? What's he going to get? He's going to marry her, then what? Play.
This is a different dude.
Right, but he wanted to be the king way back when David was alive, but then David stepped in and said, Shlomo's the king.
Shlomo's
the king.
Yeah.
He's the king. But he didn't ask to do anything. He didn't make a move. He just said, could you please? He went to David Shlomo's mother and asked if you could please ask the king to have this, if I can marry this woman who used to be the king of the wife of David. So he didn't, like, make a move.
Right.
He didn't.
Who
said that to move? No, but Shlomo killed him for it.
Apparently. Yeah.
So that's the question. What's that? That's the problem.
I didn't like to, like, just, you know, to ask you that. It's like, come on, bro. It's like, he had Rockwell on. Didn't want to take him out, and now he's like, I don't know. Like, if you marry a king, you have, like, a...
Shlomo seemed to think it was a move, right?
Should I give him the kingdom, too?
Yeah, should I give him the kingdom? It seems like that's what he said. Shlomo says, look, you want me to give him ammo? Next thing I'll do is give him the kingdom?
Maybe he didn't mean it like that, but it might have came off that way. You don't know. Probably he's like, oh, crap.
So what's your shot?
he was joking. He's like, oh, can I have...
He killed him, though. So, I mean, he better not have been a joke. It's not funny.
He killed a lot of people, though, for no reason.
Well, Shlomo's a smart man. He's a smart man.
Good track. So, like, he lined up in the front wall there.
That's a different story.
I don't want to get into that, but what was his name? We'll defend that. So, like, all that really wasn't that era.
That's the whole question. What?
Korea.
We'll defend that move.
That's about
people still name their kids Oria.
Oria, you're right, Oria.
That guy bit the dust. What are you going to name him?
Yeah.
So, maybe have this a certain status,
right,
of kingship. First piece, plays Scullion against Shlomo. Can't, like, ask him for the kingship now. He's not his king now. So kind of, like, starting this process, and Shlomo's picking up that he's starting this process rebellion. And this, if that's true, this would be kind of the only time to take it out. Because once he starts it, when it starts just changing people's minds about things, that's it. Like, people are going to start rebelling. He can't really, you know.
Right.
The fact that he went to Teva and find the back of Shlomo Melech, that shows, like...
Sort of, but you could argue that's not exactly behind his back. It would be one thing if he just, like, went behind his back and took her. But he's, like, he's asking his mom, look, he's asking his mother for the to go and approach him. Not like behind his back. He's being pretty open about it.
Yeah. Just killed him.
Someone
on
else
side.
To kill him on the spot.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. He's first swore by Hashem that he's gonna.
Saying, like, why in Aria, a king, are you like Kadosh now?
Yeah.
Not that?
Yeah, that's what it says. You're not allowed to use...
common knowledge that you can't do that.
Yeah. Just like, no, that's the thing. You can't... That's what the Radak says. That's the general thing is that you can't use something which is used by the king. Even a horse which is used by the king, no one else is allowed to use. So therefore it says, he says that now that he's using Avishag, so people are going to ask him to interpret it as if he's trying to become the king. Only a king is allowed to use another king's stuff. Therefore it looks like he's going to try to... So he says that's halacha, that only a king is allowed to use the king's stuff. So I know what's going on. He's trying to become the king.
Yeah, like interpreted like that, you're saying like,
right. Why do you go to Rachava? That's a good question. Why do you go to Rachava?
Sounds like Fedor.
Hey, why? Does it sound that way?
First of all, it seems like, well, yeah, nobody already
had
it.
Yeah, right, that's true. And right, that's true.
Like, you would have to really that's have true. Reason to say that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You'd say yes.
Right, well, that's another way to look, another way to ask a question, is like, apparently she thought it was okay. Right? You could almost look at it as like it's a machlokas between Rachava and Shlomo. She interpreted this as cool. Problems. He somehow saw through, so... How, why, or how was she swayed? And what was Shlomo Melech's counter argument that be second? You got it. It's not.
Kind of read as talking to Shlomo Melech, that's not straight. So he'd be able to read it. He'd be like, I guess he knew
it.
Yeah, perceptive.
And this is before all that stuff, but whatever.
Still, yeah,
I'm sure
whatever.
He's smart, you know.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he has no slash before all that, also. Right.
Right. So maybe that, and that going through Bathsheba, which is, I'm assuming, a normal person, he could probably just buy her. And then when he's back to Shlomo, then there is no depression or anything to read from him because now it's going through her. It's kind of like just, you know, sending an email.
Email, right. That's
yeah.
A good one.
So there's nothing to read. This is the best way for him not to pick up anything.
Sure. It's just someone just had that idea. I was talking to someone, worried that the person was going to let the idea just send it. Like, first of all, it's like an email you could think about in advance. Question that puts you on the spot that you're going to kind of
read you.
So it's like in this body language and subtleties and you could put thought into how you word it, you know, in advance. So you're saying is that Shlomo Melech was a smart guy. Adonijah knew that if he talks to Shlomo, Shlomo was going to read him. Be able to sense the underlying thought that he could slip a fast one by Bathsheba. Adoptive or whatever.
Apparently
dead. Yeah, right. Then... he figured then Bathsheba, she's going to be convinced and sold, and then she's going to go talk to David now, to Shlomo now. She doesn't have body language she's going to give out. In fact, her body language is going to be Adonijah's legit. This is a genuine request. Right? Because she's sold. She doesn't pick up on Adonijah's body language, right? So now she hears it, so she thinks it's a genuine request. And that's what she said, okay, I'll do it. So then she goes and she makes it legitimate. You know, please, it's one thing, it's no problems, I said that it amount, it's all okay. So now what's some of it's like it's almost like Adonijah's trick to get by David. Now if he goes to some advisor he'll say, why doesn't he come to me? But here he came to your mother. Oh, your mother is not good enough. He came to you. He just went to your mother, whatever, he didn't want to bother you, whatever, you know, whatever excuse, you know. So he figures this is a way to avoid having to confront Shlomo Melech and to have Shlomo Melech read him. Right? Sounds like a good plan. I mean, we don't yet know how it's a play altogether, but let's put that aside. Like, what was he going to do if he got her? But then, so now the question is, okay, so how did Shlomo Melech do that? Right? Because that was his plan, but apparently Shlomo Melech anyways saw through it. Despite the plan of avoiding Shlomo, still, he was good, Shlomo Melech. He somehow knew it anyway.
Why do you even, like, terrified to do anything else?
Yes, he was, but he wanted to be king. I mean, if we have to explain how it's a play, but, I mean, he may have been terrified, but I guess he thought he could pull it off, and sometimes in life, you gotta make a move. If you want to be king, yeah. You want to be the king. Better to be a live king than wearing crocs.
Yeah, you're better to,
yeah, there's a thing like that, right? Yeah. Better to be a dead king than live, like that, right? There's a saying like that. Oh, no, I know what it is.
You're going to live on your knees or die on your feet?
Oh, there's a thing. No, but for sure. I mean, like, who wouldn't risk their life to become king? You got to take chances. Made a play. He thought it out, and he took his chances. It's also, you know, he thought he should be king. So, but look, we have to understand the play. How exactly is it? That's another... There's two things we have to do now. One is figure out how Shlomo was able to see through it. Second thing is, what was the move altogether? Maybe they're related, but what's he going to do now? He's going to take Avishag. Now what? So, Sam, you were trying to address that also, right?
Yeah.
You're saying he's like he's going to slowly get things going, get the motion, get the people on his...
Was he able to do the first time? Yes. To have people.
Yes. Originally, the people were behind him. And why did they not? What ultimately put an end to it? Yeah, David HaMelech. David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech was this popular king. People loved David HaMelech. Once David HaMelech declared someone was the king, people... As much as support as Daniel got before Shlomo David said anything, the moment David spoke, it was all over. It was like very quick. David said it, and they made this thing, and they blew the trumpets, and then Daniel knew, I'm dead, here in shelter. Like, dude, you can't get around the word of David. Right?
Why specific?
Right.
You know, I'm sure there are many things that he could have done. Yeah, I'm saying to get the sides and kind of get close to.
Right.
Shit. Here it's kind of like psychologically to the people, kind of like he has an association with David now.
Right.
Like, kind of like he's got his approval because now he has his former.
Right.
Warmer. Whatever. Right. So, it had that psychologically. It's like a leg up
on
trust of the people now.
Old David gave the kingdoms of Shlomo, not to Adoniyahu, is now, he's basically taking on. Taking over for that David. Right? He's basically taking on the old David's wife.
Right.
And stepping into his shoes. Right. Now they're going to identify him with David HaMelech. So the reason why he lost the kingdom was he lost the popularity and the fact that people respect David HaMelech. So he felt that if he could get into David HaMelech's place and for people to associate him and identify him on the same wife as David HaMelech, now the people are going to start, you know, going to relate to him as the next David. Dude, that was the only thing that basically knows he was popular. He had everything. He just didn't have David HaMelech. He knew that he held that if he could cause the people to, even though David HaMelech declared Shlomo HaMelech, that was whatever. That was, people get it and forget. If he could somehow get the people to associate him with David HaMelech, take on David HaMelech's popularity, or to take on David HaMelech's image.
Some association.
And this was his wife when he was old. This is the last memories of David HaMelech was an old man with Avishai. Right, and now if he could take on Avishag, so he's going to be in their mind an association with everyone else. So now he thought that would lay the groundwork for him to make a move. Now you could say, well, then Shlomo HaMelech would take him after he makes a move. Well, it doesn't work that way. I mean, once you start a rebellion, it's too late. I mean, he's going to already have a lot of followers and have henchmen. Whatever. Whereas once he had to get the people to be in support of him. Now, if the masses associated with David HaMelech, then all of a sudden he has thousands and thousands and thousands of supporters. Now what? Shlomo HaMelech's the king? Okay, very nice. Sometimes kings get... Knew that he couldn't allow the public opinion and the support to get turned for the Avisha, the Adoniyahu. He had it once upon a time. That's what David HaMelech said. Shlomo said, I'm not going to kill you as long as you're Ben Chayil. As long as you're a servant, then fine. Make a move and to put yourself in a place where it was... That's true. He knew that he had those tendencies.
He wasn't just being tough.
Yeah, he was serious. He knew that he had the tendency to try to do it once. And he says, if you could overcome that emotion and realize, listen, I'm Shlomo, God has chosen me. If you're willing to realize that, then great. But if you're going to slip up and you're going to let your desires for royalty express themselves, then you're dead. The moment he did it, he knew that you can't let a king can't let a guy like that. If a king knows there's a guy who has aspirations for a kingdom, you got to kill him. And not only that, but Shlomo is the Bechir Hashem. So it's not just like Shlomo's power trip. It's legit. He has to defend the kingdom. God wants him to be the king. He's going to raise a Mikdash. He is destined for greatness. Me Hashem. So from David is the Mashiach Hashem. You can't just mess. He said that Adonijah, who is trying to get in the way, he could lose the whole Klal Yisrael because he's a nice guy. He can't be a nice guy. Well, and he warned him that this was going to happen. I know you. I'm watching you, Adonijah. If you step out of line, you're deaf. Did step out of line. But the question is, how did he know, though? So how did he know? So he read this, right? Saw. See, she didn't realize the play. Shashava. She just looked at it as, listen, apparently he's a good actor. He was good at convincing her. And being seeming, he said, I was the king, but it was turned away from me because it was from Hashem. So that was his line, it was from Hashem. He became all religious, so to speak. You know, he says, listen, I was going to be the king, but it was
exactly.
From Hashem.
He really does accept Shlomo's.
What?
He really does accept
Shlomo. He does accept it, because now he's saying, Shlomo is accepting the B'chir Hashem. Look, I don't know, like Shlomo, whatever, but this is who God chose. I was the king, but I stepped down. Did I fight about it? I stepped down right away. I could have fought. I stepped down. That's saying, I stepped down because of my Hashem. Now I just want the wife. I love her. She's beautiful. After all, she's really beautiful. So I guess she believed that that's what she wanted. You know, but Shlomo Melch, I think that's what Doc says, that Shlomo Melch knew that it's Aser. Could be that's what he says. He says, even if you love her, even if it's really genuinely motivated out of love for her, but you know that you're not allowed to do that. Because bottom line is that the king's stuff. So you gotta realize that. So how could, so you have to hold your love by the door and forget about it, because she was the king's wife, and a commoner can't use the king's wife. So what he said, it could be that he said, that's not a mistake you can make. It really was just a romantic thing. He would know that your romance can't, very nice, you say, listen, I love the queen, I want to marry her. Very nice, you love the queen, you want to marry her. But you don't go and knock on the king's door and say, not a legitimate thing though. So it's not motivated. There's a clear political move by taking the wife of David Melech, and he can't be unaware of that. It just, if it's purely romance, then you just say, listen, I have to squelch my romance. Well, must be he knows about the political, and that's what he's doing. And he was advised. This is not, that's what he said. He's like, this is not a guy who's in love. This is a guy who's advised by Abyasa or whatever, right? This is a move. Because it has political connotation. You don't just, it's not a romantic expression. It's because of its political undertones. So a guy who can't be an idiot, he has to realize his political undertones. Like, goes to the queen and say, oh, it's just a love affair. It's not, there's a political state move. So he basically realized that. And even though, even though he handled himself well, Binstar, with the body language, but though Shlomo Melech took a step back and says, listen, I don't care how convincing he was, it doesn't matter. The request itself, it's impossible. This is the request is a power play. Yeah? Also noticed that, right?
It wasn't hers.
I know, it's true. It's interesting. I didn't analyze that. Maybe when you go backwards, we'll figure it out. But, I don't know. It's a good question. Like, why didn't she? I mean, you say nothing to the cow is fine, but...
It's really hard.
It could be also, there is a thing of, like, a king being a nice guy. That's part of it. Like, a king has to be, on the one hand, he has to be just, and he has to kill his enemies, but at the same time, he also has to reward, like, his friends. And it could be he's coming off making an innocent request. If you don't think there's an underlying thing, an underlying move, so then the king should do these things. It's always good for a king to do these things. And he said, it could be she's also moved by his thing, Hashem, like, he's talked to religion. I mean, there's a way to win the person over. Look, Shlomo Melech was especially keen. I mean, I don't know about that, Esther. I don't know. It could just be she didn't true, or she didn't.
I don't know.
Let him have this thing.
All set to become king.
Especially that he said it to her also. Like, hey, I was king, but like, yeah. Look.
You're right. At least give me, right. It sounds like he's trying to appeal to her mercy. Right. I mean, at least, look, I was king, and it got taken away because it's from God. At least give me a consolation prize. Let me have the. What? Yeah, right. It could be out of relationship. Yeah. And he said, listen, what's the harm? I just take her. And it could be justified because she's beautiful. She was the most, they searched out the whole Kaisel, she's the most beautiful woman. So it's not unreasonable that he would want her, irrespective of any power play. He's saying the Masham and he's throwing in, he's in a convincing story. He won her over. Apparently he's a very good actor. In a certain sense, you lose by the email plan. Because if you're good at acting, you don't want to do an email because you want to be able to try to win the person over. Just like if you're nervous that this guy is going to be able to read you it, but at the same time, if you're good at what you do, then you don't do email, then you do it in person. And apparently he held, as Shlomo Melech, I think Shlomo Melech was especially perceptive. He knew that you don't want to go up against him. But he held that he could play himself well and he could win over Bathsheba to her, and he knew he was better than her. He knew he could get her. And he did. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, this is like subtle things, how to really win someone over. But it could be also, he felt like, there's also something, the fact that he's going to his mother, it doesn't sound like he's a rebel. It's not the move that a rebel does. Don't go to the mother of your enemy. And it's like crazy. It's a crazy play.
It's against the rules.
What? It's against the rules. It's just not what you do. So it's like, in a certain sense, like she said, are you coming in peace? it's like, it could be she's nervous. She's going to, what, she's going to kidnap her or something? It's just like, what are you doing? And he says, yeah, I'm peace. I just have a request. It's like it threw her off guard. You know, here is he's the, supposedly the enemy. And here he's just coming in a friendly, nice manner. It's just like he knew that it threw it, it hit her in a way that she just, she had her guard off, but then she let it down because he came in peace. But Shlomo HaMelech had the advantage of, first of all, not being, it's almost an advantage of that. I mean, he didn't get fooled by, but he also, like, he didn't, you know, I mean, he didn't have all the convincing father, but he was able to come back and think it through.
What did he say that was so convincing?
Daniel, it's not clear what he said. It's something like how you say it. But one thing he said, one thing he did say in the words, but I think it's both, is that I have the kingdom because God says so. I made it like it's, I just gave it to Louis Barasham. So if the same way I gave it up then, I'm not going to take it now because it's God's will. So he came
it's
off
like, as being. It's a libel. Like,
yeah, he didn't have the power. He couldn't have done it. Right, I know.
It's a libel.
Good lie. It sounds like him. It sounds like, you know, you throw on God. It sounds like religious. But apparently, what else did he say? Also, just the whole thing. I think the fact that he came to her, it's like he's coordinating himself. It's like a certain type of the way he said it. I don't know. I don't know exactly. Presumably, it's the way he said it also.
So, is there an option to, like, lock him up or something
like
that?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, you're saying, like, why can't you just take out his ability to, as opposed to just...
I don't know. The problem is, first of all, why don't you just lock him up? First of all, is like, guys in jail have a lot of power. It's like, you gotta basically, there's a rebellion here. You don't want him to have people, supporters, going and rallying in front of his prison cells. Or like, the idea is, like, you gotta send a message. Don't mess around with the rebels. Very precarious position. And if the guy was, even gotta kill him. It's just not, that's the way you can't get overtaken. Allow rebellions to foster. You just put him in, he'll bust out, he'll get people to go. I mean, yeah, it's hard to know in the particular politics of the city. But, and all of that, he's Chayav Misa. This is Merida. That's a lot of Mor Malach is Chayav Misa. Because look, a kingdom works because of the power of a king. Any kingdom, the kingdom works. The reason why there's law and order is because of the power. People in their minds think then the whole kingdom becomes a disorder. People start killing each other. The reason why they don't is because they know the king is in control. So it's like, you're nice to one guy. If you allow a rebel to fashion it on a rebel, then you weaken the whole thing. Other people, innocent people die because you do things like that. It has to be strong and bad. The thing which undermines the rebels are, there's no room for it. Not in jail, not anywhere. You gotta kill them. Yeah, not to kill them. Be, like, you realize this thing? Yeah, okay, fine. We'll still fashion. You gotta stop the thing. And you gotta frighten any person from the right mind to not even think. That's halacha also. It's interesting that he let him live in the first place. Could have killed him, presumably, he could have killed him in the first place, I guess. Didn't. He was compassionate. But I guess he said, listen, if you want to be, and apparently he helped, listen, I'll be nice, I'll be compassionate on him. If you do it, then God, I'll let you do it. Go home, you put him in his manpower. Apparently he held that Donio was not like, that was gone. He was apparently that said Donio had the first time around. He said, I'm watching him. Told him right then. He says, you're walking on glass. Worry that he would start in like a private rebellion. Apparently, I guess he held that he'd be able to send. That much he didn't. The thing is, it's hard to be a king, you know.
With like, realize in order to get you get something like that,
couldn't do it. And it's true. Reminds me of the thing that we'll know.
We'll know.
It's not clear what we'll do then, but there's such a thing as like, there's a step which the enemy has to take. We'll know about it. Have you knowing about it? I don't know how they know. They will know, but that's what he said about it, you know. Where you could kind of rest.
Everybody agree on is that?
Back? Yeah. With Iran or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No. Biden said it. Sounds true. I can't imagine. But that's the type of thing he was saying. Not going to just all of a sudden one day, intelligence enough to know. Oh, it's just like, when are they going to do that? Yeah. Good.
I know,
that was
so interesting. Daniel approached Bathsheba.
Yes.
He said, I was thinking either it could be she was trying to downplay.
Could be also, is like saying it's small is like it's interesting. Well, that's the problem, is that it's almost, it sounds like you're lying.
Right.
See, if you're the guy, it sounds like you're lying. Oh, it's just a small thing. That's like, it sounds like it's fake, it's fake, it sounds fake. Right. So he couldn't say that. But if someone else could say it, because it works. It would work. If you believe the person is genuine, then she's saying, listen, I'm assessing that it's a small thing. Don't worry about it. It's small. It is small. So it's the right thing to say, but the guy himself can't say it, because then it sounds, it's like a guy tells you, come on, trust me. Don't worry, trust me. It's like, you don't say, tell somebody, trust me. It doesn't, you know, that raise a red flag. I don't know. But someone else will say, trust him. You know, so she could say it, but he couldn't say that. He couldn't say it's a small request. He had to let her judge for herself whether it's a small request. She judged that it is a small request. Yeah, it is interesting. She missed it. But, you know, Shlomo Melech was something special. It's easy for us to look back and say that it's... But presumably he was good. I'm sure she was no slouch. She was also, apparently he was good, and he was good. And he convinced. The fact that Shlomo Melech sensed it, and we could, after the fact, analyze it and see, oh, yeah, doesn't mean it's...
Shlomo, she said.
It's funny. It's true, because I guess she's much... He's trusting of his mother, but I guess she's not trusting of Donio. She's not going to say, I'm going to turn you down. Right? You don't say that to him. Yeah. It's interesting, he said, I'm not going to turn you down, but then he did. I guess he didn't think that she would. I guess he trusted her more than he could have.
I guess he realized if it's
anything
that it's in my power to do.
Yeah. It depends, right? It depends. Yeah. Okay, good? Okay, any other questions? Gil? No?
Golden.
No, I mean bad.
Life, yeah.
Life.
Crocs.
Good. Crocs?
Yeah, Crocs versus sneaker.
They'll never be like...
Okay, anyone else? Any questions? Bad anything?
Crocs and tissue rubs.
Yeah. Not those kinds of questions.
I have a question about what to do
with Nubby. Well, I don't know.
I had a question about what to do with Nubby. Why are his beard? That Hashem made his eye. Why would they make anything better? Because, like, how old he was. It's still... Yeah. I'm saying maybe outsiders would, like, his age. It was still... It would also be even weird. Like, this kid, like...
And all of a sudden he gets a long white beard. It's true. How does the beard help? Yeah, where does... Who asked me about that? You. Boy, we had an approach, didn't we?
I don't know.
I know, that was a question. It says what happened was that he was going to become the Nasi. Well, here, Matt, you tell it. You know what happened. What happened? You were doing this? Come on, you asked me about it. Oh, yeah.
I think it was like a meeting, like, who should we appoint?
He went up to his wife or something?
Yeah.
Overnight, he grew a...
I guess maybe it was like Hashem. Hashem.
Right. But then, like, God could have just given him anything, you know, he could have been like, weren't come out.
Like, what's his wife saying, too? Like, what do you mean, you know, gray hair? Like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Well, the question is, this is what bothered me, this is what Matt's question to me was, like, what, like, are we supposed to believe, is it, or maybe yes, maybe no, not clear. Did this actually happen, that all of a sudden his 18-year-old had, like, a full white beard overnight? Yeah. Is that, like, I'm so, like, you could say that, but do we have, is there a way to explain it without saying there was, like, an open, miracles aren't, like, common things, you know, silent miracle. It just seems to be, although the Gemara sounds like it's saying that he grew a long white beard, is that shot? Is there any other way to explain that? Right, is there a way to say it's a way of words, and then what would it be saying then? It sounds like it's saying it. But that's the thing we said, is that what was his problem that he didn't have a beard? It's a sense that, like, it's true that I want to be an Nasi, but, like, there's a certain thing that's not going to work. Like a kid, people don't look at a kid as like it's not going to pan out. People are going to fight, they're going to rebel again. Even though they're appointing him and whatever, but he had a certain insight, or his wife had an insight, that people are not going to work out. People aren't going to respect you properly. And Nasi needs to come in. Back. And you're a little kid. No. But what he said is that he, basically God gave him somehow like inner look and the ability to pull off cough as like a mature took on, like there's an idea of, like, you know, you could say a person like that gave him gray hairs, like there's such a thing as like an event that could age a person, or like a person, a lot of like the way you carry yourself, a lot of like a young guy, it's like the guy looks like an old man, there's such a guy who looks like an old man, you know, and there's such a thing as an old man who looks like a young guy, so a lot of these things is how you carry yourself. So apparently he carried himself like a young guy, he's young, but it could be that he was given like an insight and a unique ability to be able to carry himself like an old, seasoned, mature, you know, and so that he had a big, long white beard, but he's able to play the part of, like, wise, mature, old type of figure. Well, and it means God miraculously, but it's not amazing, it's like an open miracle, but God helped him do it, and, like, I guess, sorry, what you're saying is, like, the people, the factors, it worked. As the dynamic worked, that he was able to play it, and the people received him well. No, right, that's what I'm claiming. I'm not sure. But I'm saying that it could be that it means the idea of a white beard is a certain way of perceiving him. You know, that's the point of the beard. It's not the beard, but it's the way they look at him. It's not that he actually needs the beard, but that they looked at him like a guy with a beard. So, because God made him grow a white beard, it means he gave him the capacity to present himself as a guy with a big white beard. Could be, and like, it could be as a miracle. I'd kind of rather not say that if you don't have it. Who needs the actual beard, you know? But I didn't even see the point. But what was your question, though? I forget. What was your question again?
I don't understand how that would help things.
Oh, because they're going to... Oh, so this is how this actually explains. Like, if they just magically grew a white beard and it looks like a fake beard, they'll try to pull it off, or, you know? They're just like, it's not going to work. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't mean just like a physical beard. Yeah, it's a good point. Like, if it Muhammad means he grew a beard, well, all of a sudden that's it. Now that's it. They see, oh, he's an 18-year-old guy with a long white beard. And all of a sudden now they disrespect him. That doesn't work. People are a little more deep than that, than they just see a white beard on the kid and all of a sudden. That's what I'm saying, is that it's not necessarily the beard itself. So maybe it's just like the way he got, he knew how to do it. And there's such a thing as like an actor is able to take on the persona of an old man. And it could be there's resistance. A person's not able to only do that. A kid doesn't want to do that. Hard thing to do, right? But he had the ability, the insight and the ability of how to do it. Yeah.